Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey friend, I hope you know this is Pat Boone and you and I are enjoying TV Confidential with my buddy Ed.
Ed Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that will make you want to say happy trails to you as we welcome Julie Rogers. Is it Pomelia?
Yeah, very good.
Julie Rogers, Pomelia. Julie's grandparents are Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, the legendary king and queen of Western movies, who in many respects were the Brad and Angelina of their day. If you're a baby boomer or Generation Xer, you probably remember Roy and Dale's popular TV show in the 50s or watching their movies on Saturday afternoons on one of your local TV stations in the 60s and 70s, or seeing them appear on just about every major network variety show of the 60s and 70s, or in Roy's case, making guest appearances on such popular dramas as The Fall Guy and Wonder Woman. But while most of us were growing up watching Roy and Dale on television, Julie was growing up with Roy and Dale as her grandpa and grandma. She has just released a book called Your Heroes, My Grandparents, that not only shares memories and insight into what it was like living with such famous grandparents, but shows you how in many ways Roy Rogers and Dale Evans are still very relatable. Today we'll tell you where we can find Julie's book in just a second. Julie Rogers, Pomelia, welcome to TV Confidential.
Thank you so much for having me. I love it.
Many of the stories that you share in Your Heroes, My Grandparents, many of those stories have been percolating inside you for a long time. Was there any one thing, was there any one reason that made you want to release them now as a book, or was it a combination of things? What made you decide to share this book?
Well, you know, you get to a certain age and you start thinking about your grown children and what they know about you, and if anything's going to be passed down to them, like as far as information. I started wanting them to know a little bit about their heritage, the way I grew up. I don't know, just for posterity, just being their mom. And so I really never aspired to be an author. I just wanted to write something down for my own kids and give it to them as a Christmas present, you know, just a kind of a homemade type deal. And then every time I go to these Western festivals, which I often do, and I sit on panels and I talk and whatever, they say, oh, you have such good stories. You need to write a book. And I say, well, I am, but it's really for my sons. And they, you know, along the way, people encouraged me and kept telling me I needed to broaden my audience and just go ahead and release it, you know, as a published book. And so they sort of convinced me over time. I wasn't real keen on it. I wasn't real sure that that's what, you know, anybody wanted. But I thought, you know what? You know, it's a special thing for me. I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I just did. And I ended up with a book.
No, you didn't end up with a book, Julie. You ended up with a terrific book.
Oh, thank you. I put a lot of heart into it, and it was definitely all, you know, very ground level real.
It is very heartfelt. It is very ground level real. The name of the book is Your Heroes, My Grandparents, A Granddaughter's Love, available hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Britain Publishing and Amazon.com. Julie Rogers Pomelia, a granddaughter of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. Many people have told Julie that in many ways she has much the same personality, many of the same qualities of Dale Evans. So as an extra special bonus, when you read Julie's book, you'll not only learn about who Roy and Dale were as people, you'll get as close to meeting Dale Evans through Julie as you can possibly get. Your Heroes, My Grandparents, Granddaughter's Love, hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook, Britain Publishing and Amazon.com. I don't know whether you inherited your grandmother's personality, but you share a lot of your grandmother's personality, but you share some other key traits from both your grandmother and your grandfather, including your gift for storytelling and your sense of imagination.
Yeah, I, you know, when grandma used to tell me, oh, baby, you're just like me, I never knew if that was a compliment or not so. And so I would just take it and kind of think about it. But the older I get, the more I realize, we're a lot alike. And I think, you know, nobody ever made a big deal about who was adopted, who was biological. Were you from Roy? Were you from Dale? But I think because I am biologically from her, I think it did kind of come down through the blood genes, some bloodline. I don't know. Somehow.
Well, it doesn't matter where it came from. The fact is you shared that outgoing aspect of Dale's personality. And there's one story I'm thinking of in particular. You shared Dale's ability to get Roy out of his shadow sometimes, because, you know, as you share in the book, the Roy Rogers off camera was a very quiet, almost shy fellow, but you got him to reveal his feelings in a lot of different ways. And one of the stories I'm thinking of is when you found out you and Roy had a mutual love of gemstones.
And it was a sweet time that I wasn't expecting, because I was expecting to show him all of my gems, you know, and my gems were river stones, you know, that are pretty when they're wet, and then they dry, and then they're gray stones. I mean, it wasn't any big deal. But to me, being 9 years old, I thought, you know, hey, this is pretty cool. I think Grandpa would like this because he has some rocks. And so I was showing them to him, and he just, he was very understated. He didn't make a fanfare about anything, but He ended up giving me his whole rock collection out on the workbench that day. And I had no idea. He was showing me his rocks and putting them into my box, just slipping them in there quietly. And I had no idea until I picked up my box, and it was really heavy. And I peeked inside, and lo and behold, all of his rocks were in my box. And he just, you know, squinted that squinty smile and just was really pleased that he was giving me those and that he knew I would really love them. And I just adored him. And so it was a really, you know, he didn't have to say, honey, I love you. He showed it a lot.
Well, yeah, but he was part of the Greatest Generation, where they are not too far removed from the Greatest Generation, where they said I love you with their hands, and they said it was easier to say I love you with their hands and through their deeds than, you know, sometimes than to actually say the words I love you. Yes. But you got Roy to say that both in word, hands, and in deed.
Yeah, we had a pretty cool little relationship, and it just got better as I got older. And then I knew a little bit more about why he was so quiet. And he just was, it was just a very special granddaughter-grandfather relationship. And I just wanted my kids to know how special it was. And so that's it. I just wanted to share my heart about my relationship with them.
On the line with us is Julie Rogers Pomelia, youngest daughter of Tom Fox, only biological son of Dale Evans by her first marriage, and the granddaughter of the royal Western couple of American pop culture, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. Julie's book, Your Heroes, My Grandparents, A Granddaughter's Love, is the storybook tale of a little girl who just happened to have two famous relatives and who cherished every moment that she spent with them. Julie shares many stories that not only cast a warm, loving light on her legendary grandparents, but shows how in many ways Roy Rogers and Dale Evans were both ahead of their times. Your Heroes, My Grandparents, A Granddaughter's Love, available hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Britain Publishing and Amazon.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, everybody. This is Ruta Lee, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
We have a story. Now, this is a team. You do answer the question, was Trigger actually stuffed? Now, I'm not going to, you know, you don't, I don't want you to answer that on the air. I want people to pick up a copy of the book and find out for themselves. But in telling that story, you say that unlike Gene Autry, who was Roy's, one of Roy's contemporaries, Gene was more of a businessman, Roy was more sentimental, but as you show in your book, Julie, Roy wasn't exactly a slouch when it came to business himself.
Well, yeah, that's true, but he was definitely more sentimental than Gene. He just, and you could see that if you've ever been to Gene Autry, the Gene Autry Western Heritage Museum in Burbank, It's absolutely gorgeous, and I love it. But it's like comparing apples and oranges when my family's museum was up and running. His was more homespun, just about him and his life and his, you know, grandma and everybody. But Dean's is encompassing of just all of Western culture, you know, and the cowboy. And but they got along great. The studio tried to make it seem like they were always, you know, at odds and hated each other, but they didn't. They were friends.
Yeah, well, that was part of the era of PR machines, you know, back in the golden age of Hollywood, which is the subject for another conversation. But one of the things I loved, you know, learning about Roy in your book, Julie, Roy understood the importance of branding long before branding became known as branding.
Yes, he did. He had more things out there than anybody except Walt Disney. He had 400 plus items out with his name or his likeness on it, and it served him well, and it worked really well for him to do that, because he was kind of looking to the future when he wasn't going to be, you know, getting a running jump start on his horse and, you know, off chasing, you know, bandits and stuff like that, where his name could still, you know, make him some money so he could live off of in his older age. He was thinking ahead, basically. And he even had the idea for the NFL merchandising. And I did not say that in my book, and I wish I had, because people have asked me about it. But he thought, well, you know, people love their team so much, and I've had such good success with my branding here, I think maybe it would work for teams. And so he went to the baseball league, and they weren't interested. Then he went to the NFL, and they were interested. So for the first 3 years of the NFL merchandising, it was under Grandpa's umbrella in his merchandising. But his merchandise guy, then when the contract came up for renewal, his merchandise guy kind of jumped ship and went with the NFL, and it was a tough thing for him. He didn't like to talk about it a whole lot because it was a hard thing.
Well, yeah, but, no, that's the word I'm coming up with is loyalty and specifically yeah. Lack of loyalty to Roy. And loyalty, that was one of the values that was part of
it was part of who he was.
Exactly.
And so that pretty much went against his grain. He was very old school, and he was very, very loyal to a fault, and very honest and, you know, all those old qualities. And that was hard for him. I didn't even know it. He didn't talk about it with the family a lot. In fact, I had to call my Uncle Dusty because I read it in the Time magazine at the dentist office. And, you know, you know that you can't read you can't believe everything you read. And
yeah.
So I went home. I was skeptical, and I called my Uncle Dusty. I said, is this true? He goes, yeah. You know, not a real great topic with Dad. It was a tough thing for him. But, yeah, it's true. So I thought that was interesting. I'm still finding out stuff about my family. I just grew up as a grandchild. I didn't know half the things that they did.
Well, the great thing about publishing a book in this day and age, Julie, and I'm sure you already know this as an author, but if there are other memories that trigger, you know, no pun intended, you may have material for another book, or at least you may be able to expand your book by another wing and share some other stories that you just learned.
Yeah, I thought about doing that because I had to take out 125 photos that were just too many for
yeah.
the book. I couldn't put them all in. So maybe I'll do a coffee table book with just short stories, because that's what I have to begin with. They're all just short stories in this book, too. They're like 3 and 4 page chapters.
Well, the chapters are short. But as I say, it really, I mean, the photos are marvelous. Every chapter has at least 5 or 6 photos included. And as I say, it really is like a scrapbook. It really is like the kind of photo album, physical photo album that I grew up with, that you grew up with, that pretty much everybody who listens to this program grew up with. And Julie shares a lot of those photos and many other stories in her marvelous book, Your Heroes, My Grandparents, Granddaughter's Love, available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Britain Publishing and Amazon.com. We'll carry over our conversation with Julie into our second hour. Then we'll say hello to Emmy-nominated writer Shelley Herman. All that and more when we come back for hour number 2 of TV Confidential. Please stay with us. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.